Welcome back to the Mind Body Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Spaeth, and it is good to be back with you guys. I have taken a little time off with some wedding weekends and family time, so I am just happy to be back. So let's dive in. Today I want to talk about the unknown. Today I want to talk about why we as humans fear the unknown. And what even is the unknown? Okay. You know, we always think that moving forward in life, we're always constantly projecting ourselves into a futuristic, quote unquote, reality. And what I mean by that is that when we can feel more fear for the future, it's because we're projecting our past traumatized self, because we think that something from our past is going to be repeated in our future, ultimately removing us from the present now. And when you can finally distinguish the unknown, not saying, oh, I'm gonna trust in this and that, and then your entire body is like alert, alert, fear, fear, all of these things. It's because your nervous system still hasn't fully processed, you know, hasn't fully processed repressed emotions based off of, you know, some experience that you would have had in your past that continues to be projected into the future. So then you sit constantly fearing and thinking that something is problematic. And when we think something is a problem, ultimately it's because we think something should be that is not, or that something should not be that is. And then we're constantly playing this ping pong game between our past selves and our future selves, ultimately not ever being able to fully enjoy being here and now. And what happens with that is that we're pretty much putting our systems in a state of, I like to use the word kind of chaotic. I feel like it hits the nail on the head with a lot of different emotions. But we almost feel like we're just in this constant state of like, do better, do more, be more, growth, all the things, instead of allowing ourselves to have this beautiful, distinguished understanding of unknown, uncertainty, just not knowing and being okay with not knowing. And for some reason, especially in today's world, we have such a hard time saying, I don't know. Like tomorrow, I've got this, 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 and this. And then all of a sudden, the mind's going to start to project based off of a past experience. Oh, but if this happens, then this happens, then that might happen. Or if it goes like this, 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 and that, and then that happens. And instead, what if we sat back and say, yep, I have that tomorrow, and I don't know how it's going to turn out. And that is okay. The more that we can distinguish between who we think we are and who we actually are, the more that we can distinguish and trust in the uncertainty of life, because that is the only truth. The only truth is that life is uncertain, that life is ever always evolving and changing. That is the truth. And when you can get radically honest and deep with the understanding that there is always going to be the unknown, I mean, that tends to sound more freeing. That tends to be freedom in itself. You know, because we're always constantly, it's like we're either in a state of excitement or we're in a state of like lull, low energy, kind of more self-sabotagey states. We go through life with either these like high highs or these super low lows, and we never can just be at peace in the middle. We're always expecting, we're always projecting, and we're always throwing our old patterns and viewing the world through this lens of our past stories, when ultimately we never know what's going to happen. we ultimately never are going to know what is going to happen. And if you can wake up every single day and say, I don't know how today is going to go, and I'm okay with that, you're going to start finding yourself having a lot more peace, a lot more calm, a lot more flow throughout your day, because you're not setting up all these expectations. You're not fearing from a past trauma. You're not projecting. You're just saying, I am here today. I am here right now. Right now, I am here speaking into a microphone, recording a podcast. Is it going to take off? I don't know. Is nobody going to listen? I don't know. Is it going to get like crazy viral? I don't know. Am I going to get a potential new client from it? I don't know. Is somebody going to think something negative about it? I don't know. And please excuse the background noise. That is my Roomba emptying herself. How can I simplify my life? How can you simplify your life? Get yourselves a Roomba. I promise you, you will thank me later. On to that though. I mean, how does that feel in your body when you can just allow yourself to say, I don't know, and I don't know is okay? See, we have basic human needs, and one of the basic human needs actually is uncertainty. And uncertainty is basically the change, you know, it's like the changing of seasons or needing, you know, you've probably heard yourself, if not other people say, oh my gosh, I'm just in desperate need of a change. It's because they don't have a balance of uncertainty existing in their life. So people always say to me like, Natalie, you have this flow about you. You just never know what you're going to get with you. And you always have this, you know, like one day you're going to wear this and one day you're going to, you know, have this kind of energy and the next day you're going to have that kind of energy. And it's because I stopped trying to be something for the world that I wasn't. I mean, every day I feel a little different. And I've learned to accept me in all of my abundant energy, and also on the days when all I want to do is kick my feet up. Now, I've been working with this absolute beautiful woman out of New Zealand, and she's been really diving in to my past stories and my blind spots and my subconscious self that will show up unconsciously. And so ultimately, I explain our calls like going on mini plant medicine journeys. Because I feel like she sees into the depths of my soul some days and has me just wrecked in a beautiful way. And it's because I'm now seeing where I could not see before. And in all of that, I always felt like I had to have something to look forward to, something to be excited about. Or if I didn't have anything in my day, then I would just like really aggressively move my body to boost my cortisol levels, to boost my energy throughout the day so that I could be this like go, 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 go bunny rabbit all the time. And part of me is like, no, that doesn't feel, it doesn't feel like me anymore. And it's been different for some people who are used to the old way of me being, but that was actually the reason why I was that way was a trauma response. And sitting with that and leaning into that, which has not been easy because, again, I have a mind as well that wants to spin out all of these self-sabotage-y thoughts of, oh my gosh, but if you're not doing this, that means, you know, all of these things could happen. Or, oh, if you don't do that, that means that it's going to be like this. Or, oh, if you say these things, then it's going to be like that. And now I'm able to just sit and be and just lean in to when I do have lower bouts of energy. Like yesterday, for example, I woke up, well, actually, our three-year-old is now in a big boy bed. And it feels like I now have a newborn because he gets out of bed probably five times before he actually falls asleep. And then Monday night, he was up I don't even know. It felt like every hour on the hour, every half hour. So we did not get good sleep that night. And I woke up the next morning and we are also pretty much potty trained, but still not fully. And he decides to pee all over the kitchen table while we're eating breakfast. And because I'm still slowly moving him out of the diaper stage. And then that felt, you know, problematic to me. And then I knocked my head on my husband's truck. Then I bonked my head when I was putting the car seat in my Jeep. And then to top it all off, as I'm trying to make breakfast super late for myself, my dog decides to drop a dead rabbit head on our front stoop. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm mortified because I love animals. But I knew that I'm going to have to figure out a way to move this thing because I can't keep my dog stuck in the house all day long until my husband gets home to move it. So I had to take the initiative to do it. And after that moment, I was just in so much irritation, frustration, exhaustion, tiredness, all of these very low vibing feelings. And part of me had to stop for a second and just say, what is even the problem right now? Because my mind was wanting to make a story of just how shitty the day was. Like, oh, here we go. Today is going to be like this and all of these shitty things are going to happen and I really don't feel like doing this, and blah, 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 blah. What was me? Okay? I fell into my own victim self. And then I stopped and asked myself, what is the problem here? What am I trying to solve that I think is a problem? Well, I remember that a problem is me thinking something that should be isn't, or that something that isn't should be, and none of it's real anyways. And I just started to kind of giggle, and I looked at my calendar, and I said, I've got a few hours right now. What would feel so good for me to do in this moment? And it was kicking my feet up, throwing on the tube, and watching a little Netflix, and chilling out for a few hours. And it felt so refreshing and it felt so good. Was I high full of energy after doing that? No, but I trusted and distinguished that I didn't know how I was gonna feel and that was okay. So the next time you find yourself spinning in the overthink, trying to make, you know, something to be that isn't, or something that isn't to be, take a step back and say, I just don't know. And not knowing in the unknown is okay too. That's what I have for you beautiful humans today. If you loved this, please like and send a review. Feel free to share it to somebody who needs this for today or at this period in their life. You can find me on Instagram at I am Natalie Spaeth or my free Warrior Co. Facebook group where I go live bi-weekly. I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your day.